Oil and the glut of oil globally is once again in the news. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Russia, and Venezuela are vowing to freeze their oil output. It's an effort to stop the price of oil from tumbling further, and it's already hit the lowest level in more than a decade, dipping below $30 a barrel. But the offer comes with a hefty condition. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us now from New York. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Lisa.
About that condition, it says that Iran and Iraq must also stop increasing their oil production or else the deal won't go through. How likely is that to happen?
We shall see. Venezuelan officials have actually assured the Saudis that Iran and Iraq can be convinced to go along with the plan. This is according to sources at OPEC. But you can understand why Iraq and Iran may be reluctant. In Iraq's case, their production has soared to record levels. They've been furiously pumping out oil to generate revenue that they need to fight the war against Islamic State. In Iran's case, they've been ramping up output very recently. This week, in fact, Iran delivered its first oil into Europe. So what we're hearing, though, is that Iran could be offered special terms that would allow it to increase its output to a certain level above what its January levels are. But that's still being worked out.
Okay, so it's not entirely a hollow gesture then. Let's say if it does happen and Iran and Iraq stop production as it is right now or freeze production and these major producers freeze their output, how much is that expected to affect prices? Because right now they're not actually decreasing production. They're just going to hold it steady, correct?
Just hold it steady and hold it steady at very high levels. Investors are expressing doubt today that this preliminary agreement by four of the world's largest oil producers would really steady output and would ease this supply glut that's driven down prices. And that's because you've got higher production from the U.S., Iraq, as we just mentioned, Russia. And that's really made it hard for OPEC to regulate prices. It just hasn't been working. I mean, this is really the first coordinated move to boost oil prices they've attempted in years. But how effective it would be, that remains to be seen. And, you know, the biggest concern of countries involved is, and Saudi Arabia in particular, is that a deal like this to, you know, cap oil production would only benefit the rivals of Saudi Arabia and other OPEC countries.
What ultimately is the upshot here for consumers with an offer like this on the table?
Well, for consumers, I think that it appears that there's going to be a lot of oil, a glut of oil for a long time going forward. And one of the things that we'll be watching is whether, you know, and if the global economy continues to grow. Right now, things have been pretty slow. There's been a lot of concern on global markets. And when global markets suffer, so does consumption. So the one thing that would boost oil prices going forward is if consumption were to continue growing at rapid pace. If that happens, then you might have more parity and prices rise. But in the short term, it's looking pretty good for you at the pump.
Okay. Thank you. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for speaking with us once again.
Thanks, Lisa.
You're listening to Here and Now.